You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Part of establishing a sound fiscal policy is to set clear priorities for what the federal government will and will not do. One of the largest categories of federal spending is national defense. Douglas Brook, the 2009 Harry A. and Margaret D. Towsley Foundation policymaker in residence at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, thinks a better term is national security.
The president has requested $534 billion for fiscal 2010 for the Defense Department. That's not counting an additional $130 billion that he requested for operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. If you compare that over a 10-year period, you would see that the base budget for the Department of Defense has gone from about $380 billion to $534 billion. There are different ways to look at the defense budget. One is to say that in 10 years it's gone from $380 billion to $534 billion. But as a percent of the federal budget, it has stayed at around 22-23%. And as a percent of GDP, it has remained around 4%. And in real dollar terms, the increase, of course, has been less dramatic than in current dollar terms. So the real increase in defense budgeting over the last 10 years has been about 35-36%.
Brooks says there's no consensus about how much should be spent on national security.
This is a field of governmental activity that's highly conditioned by externalities. So what you spend on national security depends on the assessment that policymakers in Congress and in the executive branch make about the nature of the threat and the nature of the security environment and what needs to be done to meet that. So in recent years, the Congress has essentially been saying to the executive branch, how much do you need? And has been appropriating fairly large sums of money to the Department of Defense for national security activities. But there are those who argue that it should be smaller, that we should be spending more money on domestic programs or social programs. And so it's very hard to get a consensus on what we should spend.
The U.S. government should reconstitute what we think of as national security to not only include the Department of Defense, but other activities that contribute to the overall security strategy of the country.
Well, we're basically suggesting here that the U.S. government should attempt to budget for national security rather than national defense, and to do so by considering that the nature of the security environment means not only what we think of as traditional military activities, but also things that address other security concerns like population density, fights for regional power, cultural and religious factors. And those require what is become known as smart power or soft power application toward a national security. So that means that our definition of national security changes. And if we think of national security in those terms, then we need to define the processes of government differently so that policymakers can look at the choices they have in advancing the interests of the U.S. and combine all of those in the same policy space.
Brooke teaches a course on public budgeting at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. He is a professor of public policy and director of the Center for Defense Management Research at the Naval Postgraduate School.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.